Blog Talk Radio.
Look in the sky! It's a bird!
It's a plane!
No, it's Super Hulk!
Give me that shoe! Meek, mild-mannered director trainee Henry Bookerstein becomes Super Hulk. And with powers far beyond those of ordinary men, Super Hulk brings you Soups On!
I'm Halliday.
I'm Taraday.
I'm Christmas Day. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle bells.
Oh!
I'll tell Santa Claus on you.
And away we go!
Good morning, Mr. Phelps.
Oh, 3 or 4.
You'll get nothing and like it.
You heard wrong.
Grenache. Do you need to relax and get away from it all?
My name is Osei Mana.
Terrible, terrible, terrible.
No, 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 come out.
I love to sing up. I love to sing up.
Giddy up.
Christmas.
It's a waste of fucking time. Fuck Santa. He's just out to get your dime. Fuck Holly and fuck Ivy and fuck all that mistletoe. White-bearded big fat bastards ringing bells wherever you go. And bloated men in shopping malls all going ho, ho, ho. It's fucking Christmas time again. Fuck Christmas. It's a fucking Disney show. Fuck reindeer. And all that fucking snow. Fuck carols and fuck Rudolph and his stupid fucking nose. Fucking sleigh bells tinkling everywhere you fucking go. Fuck stockings and fuck shopping. It just drives us all insane. Go tell the elves to fuck themselves. It's Christmas time again.
You sentimental bastards!
Well, good evening, ladies and germs. Here we are on the verge of Christmas. Can you feel it? The oppression. No, the excitement. And glory and fun and barking dogs and whatnot. Well, welcome to the Grenache Network, home of the finest radio entertainment. You're listening to Friday Night Possum. You want to go out, Tad? You're being... He's all revved up to be a jerk tonight. There you go, buddy. Oh, boy. Can't teach an old dog new tricks. Can't even get him to shut up once in a while. Anyways, Grenache Network. You're listening to the Friday Night Possum, then there's the Monday Possum, and then clobbering time with your pal and mine, Ben J. Grimm. I need to call into Ben J. Grimm and talk some fourth world, man. You heard me, fourth world. Wow, it's mind-blowing, man. I never knew mine could be blown in such a manner. Well, the fur trapper stood there.
You possum puss, get that punch out there or you'll get one from me. Go on.
What you see is a mystery, but he makes it all come true. If you've got a heart, then Gumby's a part of you.
Fuck you, Gumby!
Ladies and Gumby. Gentlemen, Professor RJ.
And Skippy.
Beauty.
Hey, you know that all the possums arrive on time when we're blowing up Christmas? They're all right. I know. One time they're all in it early. There you go.
Actually, I put in some effort.
All right.
On the blow up tonight.
All right, that's good enough.
I may have mentioned, you know, about my backup drive failing, and I lost 4 years worth of shit. Most of it useless, but the worst part is I lost all them blow ups, man, from like 4 years worth. And I used to just get the biggest charge out of sitting there and queuing them all up and listening to them and admiring my hilarious humor. Well,
there you go.
the last since 2014, it's become a tradition to listen to the blow up of the what's your name there? Fitzy McGee there. Mariah Carey.
Yeah. Fitzy McGee.
All I Want for Christmas. Because that's now eclipsed all other Christmas songs as the most popular Christmas song in the universe.
Oh, yeah.
In the universe. So, yeah, I spent about an hour and a half on it yesterday.
Uh-huh.
Put it to bed. And then today I said, you know, this could be our last Christmas song, Possum Man.
Uh-huh.
Diving back in. I spent another hour putting the final touches on this bad boy. It's a Schempter piece. A masterpiece. of blow-uppiness. All right, we'll get to that. We'll get to that. What do we got here? Oh! You have a clip? Or, I mean, a plug?
Or yes, a plug? I do. Yes, indeed I do.
All right, I'm going to have to dispense with the funk here.
Uh-huh.
Hit it!
All right. Tomorrow morning at 3 Eastern Time, Eminence Front Radio. Is Eminence is going to be doing a Christmas show, and the whole gang's going to be there. Johnny D Productions, Cyber Larson will be there. Joe will be there. Oh, Joe Ray will be there. Everyone. It's going to be like a Christmas
sweet back. Sweet. It's a Christmas miracle.
It is a Christmas.
It's a Christmas fucking miracle.
Christmas fucking miracle.
All right, man. That's a beautiful thing. A beautiful thing.
Ain't that a beautiful thing?
Yeah, yeah. You all set, Ted? We're not doing the shout outs yet.
He's all set.
You gotta wait for after the blow up. Then we do the shout outs, okay? Just simmer down.
Simmer down, Ted.
A free bangle kitten? What's a bangle kitten?
Yeah, mate.
A bangle tiger? And GTO wants tit. Who doesn't? Hey,
he wants
that's
the
time of year.
All right, there you go.
It's that time of year. Who doesn't want pit?
Uh-huh.
I've been wanting pit for a while, and so far, no soap. I had this one girl stand there. They were kind of drunk. She described what the other girl looked like naked to me while the other girl was standing right there.
Oh,
that was
Yeah. Oh,
that was weird. That was weird.
I like that.
It was kind of hot.
Uh-huh.
You got my taste nipples is right there. All right.
Did you ask questions?
No, I was more or less what do you call flabbergasted, standing there going, I'm a humma 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 humma.
She said, "Bullshit. But, let me see this. I'm not believing."
It's a beautiful
memory.
I prefer some grass on the field, but hey, I'm not going to be picky at this point, you know.
Nope.
Been a goddamn decade.
I prefer jungle on the fucking field, but I know.
A nice furry beaver. It's dirty.
Oh,
it's dirty.
I love watching
it's more
the old
dirty.
1970s movies. Oh, when they.
You got that right, Jack.
And they're not
furry.
Wearing a merkin. That's a real McCoy there, not a merkin.
Boosh. Alrighty. Well, I guess we could commence to blowing up Mariah Carey.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Okay, well, like I said, you all need to appreciate this because I put so much of my own time and effort in. But
and
it's a labor of
love.
Well, you know, there's some. I remembered some of the old one, and I was going to look it up, and then I said, nah. New and improved.
All right. Okay.
So it's reminiscent of the old one, the classic. But you need to stop now, Ted. Hold on, Ted. We're not ready yet. All right. So let's blow up Mariah Carey All I want for Christmas is you.
Tit.
And some tit. Maybe a little crease. Go with that.
Don't take his human flesh. Don't take his human flesh.
Holy shit!
Don't want a lot for Christmas.
Yeah.
There is just one thing I need.
Yeah.
I don't care about the present.
Bitch.
Underneath the Christmas tree.
Damn it!
I just want you for my own.
Fuck off!
Make my wish come true.
What the fuck?
All I want.
Do you feel like Woods and Bob Rock Manners? Get Freddy's Boots, 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 Boots,
Boots, Boots,
Teddy, get the door.
No, you get it.
God damn it, Teddy, get the door. It's your party, you get it.
Don't be a bitch or you won't get stuff for Christmas. You better look out, you better not cry. You better watch out, I'm telling you why. Don't be a bitch or you won't get stuff for Christmas. He's making a list, checking it twice. Gonna find out who's been a bitch. Don't be a bitch or you won't get stuff for Christmas. He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake. He knows if you have been a bitch. So don't be a bitch. You better watch out. You better not cry. You better look out, I'm telling you why. Don't be a bitch or you won't get stuff for Christmas. Sleeping, he knows when you're awake. He knows if you have been a bitch, so don't be a bitch. You better watch out, you better not cry. You better look out, I'm telling you why. Don't be a bitch or you won't get stuff for Christmas. Don't be a bitch or you won't get stuff for Christmas. Be a bitch or you won't get stuff for Christmas.
Ho ho ho! Merry Christmas, bitches!
Yeah, that was a book roll double.
That's our Hitler.
That was beautiful. Just for the strategic use of the word bitch. you don't come across that every day. In your holiday music.
Naughty's supposed to be the big word around Christmas, but it's bitch. We'll get right down to it.
It's bitch.
Bitch, you're nice.
That's more of a Thanksgiving thing, isn't it?
Not really. I can change.
All right, I got some notes. And they all make sense except for this one.
Read that one.
These notes.
Read that one. I love the ones that don't.
I'll give you the one that I can't figure out first. Just says, sad goon.
Sad goon.
Sad goon. I don't know who that was supposed to be in reference to, but
how long ago
out
was
there
you
somewhere?
Down, you know?
A day or two.
All right.
Might be impetus. I don't know.
You weren't shaving.
Oh, that's the new name.
Time, were you? Were you shaving at the time?
No. Did you see that? They got a new name for Uncle Bobo now. I think we can
What's
run
that?
With this.
What?
Impetus.
Impetus.
Impotus.
All right.
I-M-P-O-T-U-S.
All right.
Hashtag that one. Impetus. Okay. He might be the sad goon I had in mind. You want to hear Christmas
Maybe.
Miracle? You want to hear Christmas okay. Miracle?
Lay it on me.
All right. Let's see. Some appropriate music.
Christmas Miracle.
Okay.
All
so.
Right. That's appropriate music. I like it.
There was a gig back in July that I did. And I mentioned it on the show because there was some schadenfreude involved because.
Okay.
Some guy that has owed me money and declared bankruptcy, you know, he's a scoundrel, piece of shit.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
He dropped the ball on the gig. They called him that morning. He says, no, I don't got anybody. So the lady knew me, called me last minute. I went out there and did the gig. I thought, what a victory for the chief, right?
Uh-huh.
I get to make Bonehead look bad, plus I have a new client. Well, I keep noticing that the check ain't arrived, you know.
Oh, jeez, yeah.
And I had the lady's card, the bookkeeper lady, and I called her up and then emailed her and this and that, and nothing. A couple months went by, and
got
another lady. Yeah. So now we're in like, you know, this is July, so now it's like September, and I get another lady. She says, well, we need a W-9 form. Okay, that comes up all the time. I send a W-9, waiting. That might have been October. Anyway, November goes by, and it's like, you know, I got other things to do. Like, you know, gun smoke at 1 o'clock, bananas at 2. A busy guy, right?
Yeah.
Executive time.
Hey, busy schedule.
So I'm thinking, I actually have it sitting here printed out. I printed out a copy of the invoice, and I was going to go over there, because it's right, it's 10 minutes away. I was going to go up there with the invoice in person, you know, and try to charm the money out of them.
Use that nice.
And son of a gun, what comes in the mail Wednesday? Ta-da, the check.
Nice.
Christmas miracle.
Nice.
I don't have to twist anybody's arm for the money, you know?
You don't have to break any fucking legs.
But, you know,
yeah,
it's
but
like,
that was a long wait, though, man. That was a long wait.
That was 5 months. That was 5 months,
yeah.
Man. I mean,
Jesus Christ.
I like net 30s, okay, but net 5 months ain't no goo. They probably had something to do that it was a last-minute thing and whatnot, blah, blah, blah. But anyway, that was nice.
Yeah.
It was very
You're
nice.
You're being very on, dude.
Well, that's true. But okay,
you
Ted, you ready?
Something. Yeah, you didn't want a conference.
Yeah. I don't, you know, just, jeez.
Especially about money. You know, I don't know about you, but I'm feeling comfortable with this shit.
I mean, I don't want to have to ask twice for the dough.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I don't even want to have to ask once. I want it to, you know, just give me the dough. Don't.
Next
it's not
time.
Dick or
Next
Dick
time.
Or Beverly Hills.
Next time you need send Gigantor over for it. There you go.
Come over there with Gigantor and Bogey in tow, man.
Yeah.
They'd be like, you want a little extra? Boogie's about 300 pounds.
All right.
All right, you ready, Ted? Do the shout-outs? You ready? Oh, roof, roof. Oh, and he looks at me like, I don't. There he is. Okay.
Okay.
Who, me? Bark? What, me? Bark? Okay. Well, there they are, ladies and germs, the Possum Lounge.
Jolly gun.
And the first up is Dr. Cake.
Dr. Cake.
What do you say about Dr. Cake? What? Oh, he says it wouldn't be a show without Dr. Cake.
And he would be correct.
Wouldn't be a Christmas show without Dr. Cake.
Yep.
Right? Okay. And, batting, well, Francie was here. Francie from the Francie and Friends. Maybe some friends dropped by.
You brought up negative things about Bobo.
Oh, yeah, she likes Bobo a lot.
She's a Bobo fan.
I'm sorry, impotence. Impotus.
Uh-huh. Impotus.
See, because he's the POTUS and he's been impeached, so it's impotus.
Yep.
I didn't make it up. His spokesman's husband made that up, which explained that shit to me, man.
Yep.
Kellyanne Conway.
The United States. There you go.
Crazy. Crazy. All right. Francie was here. She's mourning the impeachment of our beloved president.
Yes. Yes.
God rest his soul. And there's G.T. Trenton, our old pal. And I don't know if I said it last week or Monday. Thank you for the card that I opened on the air Monday. I don't know if I properly said thank you, but that is an extremely, extremely thoughtful gesture on your part, sir, and I appreciate it.
He's a
good
man,
card right here.
He's a good man.
He's a good dude, man.
Uh-huh.
Good dude. Got the card with the dog on it. It's fucking awesome.
He's a peach. There you go.
This is no problem, my friend.
There you go.
I just wanted to make sure you knew that was appreciated, dude. And if you ever need an extra stamp, I'm your guy.
Yeah.
Told you that I found a book of stamps in this coat I hadn't worn for a year, you know. In the meantime, I bought another book of stamps. So now I basically got a lifetime supply of stamps. How many stamps do you fucking use anymore, you know?
Good God. I use them all the time. I still write checks.
Really?
Yeah.
You write checks?
Yep.
Get the fuck out.
Yes, I do.
Man,
I'm
pay everything
school.
I pay everything online. Wow. Only check I write is for my local taxes. I write them a paper. Crazy. Okay, I'll get on with it. He says to get on with it.
Yeah, he's alive.
And finally,
he's got balls away.
He wants that last big treat. And lastly, there he is, the sinister minister of finance and parking.
Hey.
Yes.
There you go. Thank you, Ted.
What's his name? Say his name, Ted.
You got it. I heard Rango.
He said, yeah, Rango, something or other. Higby, I think. I heard in there. All right, well, there they are, ladies and germs. The Possum Lounge.
The Possum Lounge. With your super host, Tyler Decker.
Steady.
Be quiet.
Santa works all day in his workshop, making a lot of games and toys. Then one day he hops in his sleigh to bring them to the girls and boys. Santa's just as nice as he could be. There's just one fucking thing that worries me. If it doesn't snow on Christmas, how's Fathead gonna use that sleigh? In case of rain, would there be a train that'll speed him on his way? If it doesn't snow this Christmas, how's Fathead get around to us? Say he breaks down on his way to town, would they let him use a bus? I sent him a nice long letter, and I hope it's not in vain. I really would feel much better if the fat fuck flew a plane. Now they say he got a reindeer for the sleigh he's driving here. But how the fuck's he go if it doesn't snow on Christmas this year? Take it, boys. Ah, that's so pretty. Wonderful love. Fucking wonderful. I sent him a nice long letter, and I hope it's not in vain. I really would feel much better if the fat fuck flew a plane. Now they say he got a reindeer for the sleigh he's driving here. But how the fuck's he go if it doesn't snow on Christmas this year? All right, I got a treat for you. Listen to these kids. Are they great? Beautiful, beautiful. Kids great or what? Ah, they're wonderful ones. Watch your mouth. Your mothers might be listening now. That's very sweet. Terrific, kids, terrific. You're just great. Everybody come over here. You did a great job, and I got candy for everybody. All right. Which one of you little pricks stole all the fucking candy canes? Ah, nice, nice kids. Where'd you get them from, a fucking jail? Fucking reform school brat. Get the fuck out of here, all of you.
It was you, Raul. I saw you. You took the candy.
I didn't do nothing.
Yes, you did.
It
good dog. It
was
you. No, what are you talking about?
Yeah. Dang it.
That was a beauty there, man.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's a new song.
I was going to say, a new Christmas classic there, man. What can you say?
Heartfelt
indeed.
You got that from the Lifetime channel, didn't you? What was that?
That was Apple Cheeks Alice.
Yeah.
Turned
Sweet
us
Alice
on to that one.
That one. Yeah.
Got
to give her credit for it. Sad, Grenache.
Sad goon. I wish I really knew what sad goon meant, man. Sad goon. Oh,
Why'd
check this out.
Why did Ben Popo?
Well, he's definitely a sad goon now. All right. Oh, yeah. Okay, so this channel way up in the high channels is coming in, right? And he's got all these old movies and whatnot on there. Check out the cast of this one. It's an old Western, called Horizons West. Okay?
Horizons West.
Horizons West. Robert Ryan is the star.
Oh, yeah.
Julie Adams, I don't know if you remember her, Great Legs.
Julie Adams, yeah,
She was in the Creature of the Black Lagoon. And the second lead is Rock Hudson, okay? But it's the supporting cast that blew my mind. In this one cast, you have the following. James Arness, a.k.a. Matt Dillon. Dennis Weaver, a.k.a. Chester. Chester Good. Raymond Burr, a.k.a. Perry Mason. And Francis Bavier, or however you say that, Bavier, or Bavier, Aunt B. Aunt B is there. Okay. I was like, wow, this is crazy town, man. She's serving up coffee and donuts to Perry Mason and Matt Dillon all at once. Throw in Chester.
I got to check this out.
And it's funny because it. What's that?
I got to check this out.
It was kind of a neat cast. I missed. It was a goodie. What did I say? The funny thing is, this it predates Gunsmoke, and Chester has the bigger role. Dennis Weaver has a bigger role than.
The Arness? No shit.
Than James Arness, yeah.
Ha, ha.
And in fact, Dennis Weaver was auditioning for the role of Matt Dillon. And when he got the Chester role.
Big fucking difference.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. The sound might be skipping, GT. We were caught into a small time warp there. What else do I got? Oh, okay. Yeah, Horizons West, man. Check that out. I like Robert Ryan. He's a good guy. He's good in this one because he's a bad guy and a good guy. And it's like, wait a minute. I thought Raymond Burr was the bad guy. Hold on. Maybe he's not. Maybe I misjudged Raymond. You know, you don't know. It's crazy. Of course, Rock's a good guy.
Robert Ryan was terrific in that Ralph Meeker movie I was telling you about. The movie that got me to like Ralph Meeker, man. Naked Spur. You got to see that movie.
Okay.
Great
right.
flick.
I'm writing it down.
Yep. It's a Jimmy Stewart.
Let's see if it's on the Naked Spur. Oh, I love Jimmy Stewart in the Westerns.
Yep. Oh, he's terrific in this. Great movie. But Ralphie boy steals it, man, I think.
You ever seen Shenandoah?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Burn the train! Thank you.
We got to bring those back. That was great.
Burn that train! All right, now...
Guy came up with that, man. Big time.
I know. Endless yucks. All right, we had the Christmas Miracle, the Sad Goons.
May Clark's in that movie, too.
Which one?
The movie you're talking about.
Oh, The Horizons West?
Yeah. She was the one that got Jimmy Cagney through to put the grapefruit in her face.
Okay, so she's got to be a little long in the tooth then.
Yeah.
This is Jane Tarleton.
Yeah.
Huh.
I got to check this
out. But
it
was just freaking me out to see Raymond Burr, you know, like Perry Mason, Matt Dillon, and who's the other guy there? And Aunt B. All sitting around together. It's crazy. Like worlds are colliding.
Uh-huh. And a guy named Bailey is in it too. Any relations?
Yeah, I doubt it. You're a dime a dozen. Embittered Texan. That sounds right. All right. Now okay, I just want to mention a holiday thing.
All right.
Let's see. We need some holiday music. I didn't get enough holiday music. I ran out already.
Fuck it. Fuck it.
Okay. Well,
Eric Idle said it all.
All right. This is for everybody. Join in. What kind of sick joke is this Omaha steak thing? Okay, what kind of sick joke are these people trying to pull on people? Have you seen this stuff?
No.
Omaha steak. Omaha steaks.
Huh?
I don't know, for $90 or something, you get 4 Omaha steaks, 4 chicken breasts, 4 pork chops, 8 hamburgers, 4 potatoes and 4 tartlets. Okay? And at the commercial, the lady, oh, thank you for the Omaha steaks. We ate, we all sat down together and ate. Ooh. Yeah. Well, who the fuck were the 4 people that got the fillets, huh? And who had to fucking settle for the pork chop? Who had the goddamn chicken? Huh? Oh, sorry. We're out of fillets and pork chops. Not a chicken breast. Come on.
People forced you to sit at the child's table.
You got 12 people fighting over 4 tartlets. And what the hell is a tartlet?
I have
is it like less than a tart? Is it a tart in training?
One.
A tartlet?
I actually had one, and I still don't know what the fuck it was.
So these lying sacks of shit are claiming that they're bringing families together over the holiday, when in fact, I am almost positive.
We're calling
they're
bullshit.
They're breaking families apart. If you fucking send 12 fillets, what the fuck? And 12 potatoes and 12 tartlets. Then you could feed 12 people. This bullshit with the somebody gets a pork chop. I don't want no fucking pork chop. I want the fucking filet.
Give me
fuck
steak.
That shit.
I hear you.
I wonder how many fights. How many fights at the table this holiday because of these Omaha steak stooges?
How many fucking casual?
I know.
Casualties. Yeah.
Meat goons. Goons is what they are.
There you go. You got your goons in there. All right. There you go. All right.
But, they really need to rethink their strategy.
Yeah. My brother used to send that to me every now and then for my birthday.
Oh, Omaha
steak?
Load
up the freezer. Oh, load up the freezer with all that crap. Yeah. Nice.
Well, they have a nice filet at the supermarket. It's not great, but it's worth buying. It's like, I think, $5. And if you know how to cook them, which I know how to cook them, they're pretty good.
I throw it on the Georgie.
Nah, I got the iron skillet method, baby. Iron skillet.
All right.
Okay. Well, if you do want to send me Omaha steaks, I'd be willing to put up with them. Just putting that out there.
Well, you got to get the family together.
Yeah, and then it'll be a sick joke because I'll invite 4 people, so there'll be 5 of us. It's like 4 of us will be munching down on fucking fillets, and the other schmuck will be eating a pork chop, wondering why the fuck he came over to my goddamn place. Yeah, it'll be great.
Evil
and then
man.
We'll point and jeer. We'll say, hey, pork chop boy. How's that pork chop?
Pork chop boy.
I want to start that shit. The one I sent the party with the young people there, and the one guy keeps calling me Pops, you know? Hey, Pops. Hey, Pops. And then he was wolfing down this ham, you know? I'm like, all I said was, you liking that ham, are you? And, like, now they're calling it, they still call him Hammy, you know? Hammy. Ted! Didn't you disrupt the show enough yet?
Hammy was Pee Wee's friend.
Yeah, Hammy. Hammy.
Yeah.
I was thinking about
that. Put some mirrors on the shoes. Look up the sister's dress.
Well, Pee Wee did that to Hammy's sister. But I would have too.
Well, Hammy did
too.
Yeah.
Oh, did he? He looked up his own sister's skirt, huh?
That's right.
I like his style.
And the sister said, the joke's on you, I'm not wearing any underwear. They go, oh.
That's right, I'm not wearing underpants.
Oh.
Wah, wah. I wonder if that guy that played Buxton in the movie is still alive. Remember Buxton?
No.
Yeah, the guy that steals his bike, the fat kid.
Oh, okay.
The rich kid.
Yeah.
He
does a lot of...
Because, man, wouldn't he be perfect
actor.
In the in the Uncle Bobo impetus story?
Oh, yeah.
The movie?
Who is he?
You know?
Oh, yeah.
They just play it like Buxton. We're waiting, Pee-wee.
It's Buxton. How do you remember that name?
Buxton. Shall we spin the wheel? I think so.
Yes, spin that wheel.
You could be a winner. Awesome. Yay. What is it? What is it? What is it?
Don't be a bitch for Christmas, man. I'm telling
That's
you.
That's right. Don't be a bitch for Christmas.
DT's good at cooking pork chops. Buddy, I haven't cooked a pork chop since Lassie was a pup. I don't eat the swine that much anymore, man. Sorry. There's something about the swine, man. Gotta respect the swine. Except for that delicious bacon.
That's
gotta make
deep.
Exceptions. BLT, you know.
I'll take a bite right out of a fucking pig, man. That's good eating.
You're a sad goon.
You're gonna make that work. You took the time I'm gonna, to
I'm gonna
that fig- down, God damn it.
And then I'm gonna watch Naked Spur. All right. Damn it. Yeah, Robert Ryan was in the Wild Bunch, man. He was in a lot of classic.
Oh,
classic.
Yeah. Yeah.
He was. You know, he was, when they wrote the role of Commodore Decker, that's who they had in mind, Robert Ryan.
Oh, I did not know that.
I said that to William Wyndham. He went, yeah, he'd been okay.
he don't care.
Wait a minute. 3 minutes. You let me get back.
Yeah. We interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you.
News of the present, the man to whom the news wouldn't be the news without the news, here's Dickie. May the good fairy sprinkle stardust on your bippy.
McDonald's French fries.
Dig.
All right. His name is
Mark playing Lonely Holt. Hearts. What's that?
Buxton actor's name is Mark Holton.
Ah.
And he's still with
you know, I think it'd be a...
He's got a leg up on the role. He's got a leg up on the role. He played John Wayne Gacy.
There you go. Another famous psychopath. Yeah. Absolutely.
I like it. He fits the part.
We're
too.
Playing.
You know, man.
What's that?
You're like a casting director.
Oh, I should. I should be. Me and Steve Stevens. We should team up. together, we would be something.
Yeah.
Playing Lonely Hearts in the chat room. Dr. Cakes got her eye on a Filipino gent.
Who came on to her on the bus.
I think he came on to her on the bus.
Uh-huh.
She doesn't know
uh-huh.
for sure because he's not a jerk. He's being
uh-huh.
subtle, you know.
Oh, yeah, yeah. See that?
Yeah, definitely. You know, go for it, man.
Okay. Yeah.
We ain't getting any younger, man.
Uh-uh.
Shoot. Like that girl who now I know what her naughty bits look like, you know.
Yeah.
Him for real.
Her friend painted a good picture, did she?
Pretty much. She's standing right there pointing to the things and going, this is, looks like this and this is this. And I said, oh, okay. She looked kind of stunned. It was kind of strange.
I'm sure. Pretty weird. Weird, wonderful stuff.
Hey, man, I bought myself a Christmas present today.
That's good. You deserve it.
Well, since I was getting a new computer and all,
bottle of scotch.
I finally, for the first time in my life, bought a new computer chair. Brand new computer chair. Assembled it myself.
There you go.
Big time. Comfort, man. Comfort and joy.
Are you sitting on that chair now?
I am sitting on the manager's luxury special.
Okay.
On sale at Staples. Padded arms. I don't think it's real leather, but it's nice and comfy.
It's like the bridge, right?
Definitely. It's definitely
okay.
A bridge chair. I haven't even farted in it yet, so stay tuned.
Head.
Yeah. this was the question. Now Francie's back. We have more people. Maybe somebody has the answer. I haven't set up my new computer yet. I got a backup drive. I'm going to back everything up. That'll be taken care of. No problem. But I'm wondering how I switch my virus protection over from machine A to machine B. Right?
I have no idea.
I guess I would have to get on the website of the place that I get the virus from, right?
Yep.
Well, hopefully that isn't complicated.
How much time you got left in it?
Well, to the end of the year.
Okay, but you still got to get it in there,
Week and a half to get it done because the Windows 7 is kaput.
No, I mean, how much, you know, you buy the protection like yearly or every 2 years or so. How much you got in your?
I think it just renewed this year.
So you got to do something. You don't want to eat that time.
New. I hemorrhaged enough dough with the chair and the new chair and the backup drive and the new computer. Ted's got a treat in the Skittle parlor. He's not in here now. All right, let's get to the news, the headlines, man.
What's going on?
I saw a bullshit headline right before the show started, and you will be with me on it. It says, "Pass the ketchup, hold the beef. Americans crave Impossible Burger." No, they don't. Who fucking says? Who fucking wrote this? You're full of shit, man. No, nobody's clamoring for that. Believe me.
No way. That fucking burger is horrible.
No, it's got a nutty flavor.
I didn't know it was a fake burger. I didn't know it was a fake burger when I ate it.
Oh, didn't you?
No one hit me to that.
So what did you think? Like, something was wrong with it or something?
I don't know. I thought it was some kind of seasoning or something horrible they were putting in it. Because I really tasted that nutty flavor you were talking about. I was expecting a little hint of the nut after hearing you. But no, that's no fucking hint.
Yeah, it tastes like a peanut butter.
It does.
A peanut
horrible.
Burger.
Fucking
peanut
horrible.
Burger.
I'd rather eat the shit steaks from Japan.
Well, I've had plenty of veggie burgers that were excellent, and that was
not one of them.
I don't know. I go to a lot of those picnics I work. They'll have a veggie burger and a regular burger, and I usually get the veggie burger just to try it, you know, because there's so many different ways to make them. And I've had a couple that are top notch. Yes, you can get Blog Talk Radio on your cell phone, GT Trenton.
Yes, you can.
Yep. Gumby's on his gym crack right now.
Great. I play it on my Bluetooth sometimes at work.
Can you get the chat, Gumby?
Yeah. No.
Oh, okay. Okay, no chat, though. Okay, I got you.
Chatless. Well, I don't know. I always listen to the archives. I never went to the live, but I'm guessing no. Probably not.
Yeah. Man, that... All right. Well, anyway, bullshit. I call bullshit on that.
I ain't buying that.
Now, here's one for the men out there. Well, I guess women. Yeah. This is like from the house of bad ideas. If you like Mountain Dew, you're going to love this body wash. It's Mountain Dew body wash. You smell like Mountain Dew.
First of all, if you like Mountain Dew, I can't believe people actually drink that swill.
I know!
That shit is horrible.
You might as well drink engine coolant. Crying out loud. Same color.
Fucking swill. Yeah.
But apparently it's so popular that they've come out with a body wash
that gives
you a citrusy Mountain Dew smell. Mm-mm. Delicious.
Jesus Christ.
What do you think of that? I know. Fucking people. I know a girl on Facebook that likes Mountain Dew. She drinks it all day long at work.
My cousin used to drink that constantly. Yeah,
I get an ulcer. It's really bad for you, man. So you want...
My cousin used to drink a lot, and I told her, I said, I can't drink anything that's green. She says, it's not green, that's the bottle. I go, pour it in a fucking glass. Pour it in a glass. It's green.
And neon
it's so
green.
Fucking sweet. It's so fucking sweet. Yeah. It's horrible.
Yeah. But it's a big jolt of caffeine. It is that.
Oh, sure. Oh,
very high
no
caffeine. Oh, there's the box to my new chair. The new chair is the Kelburn Luxura Manager's Chair.
Ooh.
The Kelburn.
Ooh.
Yes.
Oy, oy.
Go play the grand piano.
Oh, oh.
I say. It's all that good. So it was $89, okay, on sale. So I said, she says to Bogey, I texted him. I said, yeah, I went and I got a new chair, man, like we were talking about. I said, got the Kelburn. So he looks it up. He goes, $79, huh? Just to be a dick, you know? Like, you know, like I paid $10 too much. Cocksucker. I didn't take the bait. I'm like, yeah, fuck you. It is not $79. $89 on sale. You dick. He's a contrarian. Okay, now, Mountain Dew Body Wash. Took care of that.
That's on my shopping list.
Here's some advice from a guy who won the lottery.
Oh, okay.
James Dane of Imperial, Missouri, said that his buddy told him one time to always buy two tickets at a time when you buy the scratch-offs.
Yeah. Two of the same tickets?
Pardon?
Two of the same tickets?
Yeah, I guess.
Okay.
He said he used the method when he visited a gas station and used $30 in winning from a previous ticket to purchase two $300 million cash explosion tickets. The first ticket wasn't a winner, and the second one he got a dollar sign, and it turned out to be a $1,000 winner. So always buy two scratch-offs when you buy a scratch-off because of this guy. He's got $1,000. So
your file. Yes, you're fine.
Yeah, it must be. It must. I bet you, time and time again, this comes to fruition.
Hey, he won. I must know what he's talking about.
That's anecdotal evidence I can get behind. I'll tell you what. All right. Now this guy is. I guess him and his buddy. They are cool as fuck. They get the cool AF award for the year. Let's give it for the fucking year. Let's give them the whole 2019. Now these guys are in New Guinea.
All
right. Okay, Papua New Guinea.
Huh?
And I guess in their markets
New Guinea,
they
Ohio?
Sell live. No, this is New Guinea, New Guinea.
Oh, okay.
And it's Pacific Island over there. You got it's a long, long swim, Ted. Long swim. There you go, buddy. Don't fall in. Okay, so they're in Papua New Guinea. Him and his buddy. And in the markets, they have all these crazy, you know, crazy foreign markets with the crazy stuff they sell. Well, apparently they're selling live sea turtles, okay?
Uh-huh.
And him and his buddy, and, they, you know, they're being sold to eat, right?
Uh-huh.
They paid $50 bucks to buy 10 turtles, and then they took them out to sea and let them go, set them free. How fucking cool is that?
Sure. All right.
How happy.
There you go.
You know, them turtles are like, fucking thanks, dude. Crawling off into the surf,
right.
Smile on their face.
Uh-huh. They got a little, it's a little Terrapin Express. I like it. They just
swim
off. right.
So they're going to do that again. They're going to keep doing that freeing the turtles, man. You know, like a little...
Well, if you got the scratch, if you can afford that, you know, why not?
Oh, don't turn around. Come on in, you thing bat. Ted. I'm going to set you loose in the Pacific. send you out to sea.
See, that's
pirate.
He Trenton like that story. He's a turtle man.
Yeah. That's cool as fuck, man. Those guys get the award for the coolest, the cool AF award for 2019.
All right. You all right over
there? Pardon me?
You all right?
Take care of the stupid dog, man. I'm trying to get him off my back. All right. Really do much news. Oh, okay, here we go. Kentucky police discover 20 pounds of meth inside an air fryer. Some guys...
I hope they were looking for it. I mean...
Well, it says it may be the holiday season, but... Kentucky confiscated an unusual gift being delivered to a Kentucky man's home, a package with about 20 pounds of meth. Shipped through the mail inside an air fryer. They were able to intercept the parcel containing $100,000 worth of drugs. I guess they knew it was coming. They followed it to the guy's house.
Yeah.
And then, you know, one thing led to another, and it's all fun and games until there's meth in the air fryer, you know? Investigation is ongoing.
I'd say balls, man. Have it delivered like that.
Man.
They gotta be shitting bricks wondering whether they're getting away with it or not.
I think I mailed a joint
today.
Years and years ago, and I was scared to death they were gonna come get me, man.
My one cousin mailed a joint to her brother. Out in Tennessee, and she actually went on Facebook and asked if, you know, if she said she's scared shitless. She put it right up on Facebook. Her sister said, "Can't take that down."
Oh, jeez. It's a good way to get pinched.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, you go right off the social media. She sent it directly to her sister's page. And if I go to get in trouble, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Oh, Christ. And they're Bobo fans.
Well, we've done those stories where people have, you know, they've confessed to crime on Facebook and gotten busted. Well, unfortunately... Still no word on who was leaving the bowls of mashed potatoes around Jackson, Mississippi.
Damn.
Still can't get anything new. Hopefully we'll wrap that up before we're taken off the air by the copyright.
I don't know, man. I don't know. I think that's gonna remain a mystery, like the Zodiac, you know, and all that.
Judge Crater.
Unsolved.
Building 7. Yeah, I guess so.
Unsolved mystery. Robert Stack, or whoever takes over.
Unsolved mystery. I'm going to go to the bottom of my list. Like, is this the bottom of the list? Okay. And I'm going to see if I can find an old story, perhaps poop-related. If some of these links are, these go back to 2014, so they might not be any good. You know, I probably used up all the good poop stories.
Sure.
Ted, you're going to be a poop story in about a minute.
Ted.
All right. Well, I don't know what this is, but we'll take a shot.
Take a shot.
And the link is bad. Yeah, that's what I figured. This headline by itself, 38 men raped in the U.S. military each day. Men. Raped in the military.
Good God.
Gee whiz. That's not fun.
Oh,
I think that's one
of
those right wing.
That's why I didn't sign up.
That's one of fake news sites, I think.
Oh,
well, rape on your own time. That's what I say.
That's it.
All right, then.
Not only.
Don't stop me.
Now, back to our show.
Well, I'm slipping into Christmas. I'm sliding. Thank you.
there's gonna be a blue Christmas.
I meant you should have ended it with the sound bite. Leon! How was that? Leon. How was that sound bite go?
I don't have one that says Leon.
No, yeah, that's what you said.
No, I got kumquats.
You don't have one where a guy yelled Leon? That's what you did.
Hmm.
Oh, Leroy. Oh, I'm thinking of Leroy. Oh, never mind.
Oh, Leroy.
Leroy. That's right.
All right. This guy. I meant this one. Yeah.
Zero Mostel.
Right.
Great.
Yeah, in the blow up tonight, I had the cocksucker. I had Leroy Jenkins. Fuck you fucking fucks. The Jesus.
Uh-huh.
Wilhelm Scream.
Yeah, Wilhelm.
Brett's guy. Uh-huh. Had them all. That's what I was trying to go for.
It was the potpourri.
I wanted to have the whole gang there.
Uh-huh.
I should have ended
when's
it with
last...
written on.
Yeah, that's right. We got to have a big year-end show. Here you go. We bring the whole gang in, all of them. year-end.
Oh, like
do
kind of play some of the old favorites and stuff?
There you go. Yeah.
Yeah, nothing from the last 4 years, though, thank you.
No. That's good.
Yeah.
That went the way of the pterodactyl.
Yeah. Hey, here's a great idea. Put all your shit on this thing that's going to not work after a while, and then you'll be fucked. So I bought a new one of those, and I bought the fucking 3-year warranty on it.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what, I'm putting a thing on there, the date, and the week before the 3 years is up, I'm buying a fucking new one and transferring the data over. I don't trust these cocksuckers anymore.
There you go.
That pissed me off, man. I had a lot of artwork on there, too.
Yeah.
All kind of shit that's just irreplaceable.
Bastards.
So, anyway, we're burning daylight. So, I found us a dandy polka.
Oh,
enjoy this holiday season.
All right. Okay.
We're going to have a rainbow Christmas this year. Most excellent.
Oh, rainbow Christmas.
Tis the season to be jolly. And Buck Owens. Who knew Buck Owens did polkas?
I did not know this.
Dude, GT, you'll like this one. This is no...
Uh-huh.
There's no Wiener Schnitzel or Kielbasa hanging on this. You won't get sauerkraut all over you.
Live from SCTV Studios in Melville.
Hello, I'm Yash Mengi.
And I'm Stan Schmengi.
And we are the Happy Wanderers.
Most excellent. Most
excellent. Oh, behave. Yeah. Yeah, baby. Yeah,
yeah, baby.
Hey, you up for a real quickie?
Always. Always.
It's Wild Man Fisher and Dr. Demento.
Yes.
Together again. Hit it!
Old man Larry Fisher.
I'm a Christmas tree. I'm a Christmas tree. Everybody hangs their ornaments on me. I'm a Christmas tree. I'm a Christmas tree. People throw me out on New Year's Eve. Oh, Santa Claus. Oh, Santa Claus. He breaks lots of laws. He trespasses. He breaks and enters. He travels all around the world without a valid passport. I'm a Hanukkah bush.
Hanukkah bush.
I got
a I'm a Hanukkah bush. I'm a lot like a Jewish Christmas tree.
Woo!
But I'm not. You see, but I'm not.
All right.
Confidence is very sexy, don't you think?
Oh, man, definitely for the Cult of Larry page, man.
Yeah, because his name's Larry, right? Or Larry Fisher?
Yeah, well...
Yeah.
Wild Man Fisher. I guess it is Larry. If it is, and he was lying about his name being Larry.
Yeah.
Don't... It's the seed, this is the time of year where you should not be a bitch, I think is what
That's
you can
right.
take away from the show tonight. If nothing else, don't be a bitch.
That's right. December 26th is when you got to be your bitch.
And you get your yah-yahs out, man.
Uh-huh. There you go.
Well, thanks for wasting the time tonight. I'll tell you what, I thought that we had a good array of holiday cheer tonight, to be honest.
Yes, we
Not
did.
To blow
yes,
my
we
own.
Did.
We're going to have to work twice as hard because Monday, we got another show Monday.
Okay.
And it has to be even more Christmassy, et cetera.
Oh, yeah.
So,
Christmas Eve. That's right.
So if you... Yeah, this is just the verge of Christmas tonight.
Yeah, yeah.
We're going to have the eve of Christmas Eve, Monday.
Uh-huh.
And then you're going to see something. Okay?
I can't wait. I, for one, can't wait.
It'll be the last.
I said, Jimmy!
Oh,
that
yeah,
alone.
And...
That
and Jimmy, yes.
Uh-huh.
Natty, yeah, Jimmy will be our 3 minutes. We'll never get back for probably the final time on Christmas Eve.
Yep.
Jimmy singing White Christmas. I know, everybody knows where they were when they first heard it.
And Skippy.
I was launching the Prince Eugen. Oh, thank you, Cake. She said the blow up was gnarly, especially gnarly.
Oh, yeah.
And GT's threatening to call in Monday. Awesome.
Oh, all right.
Oh, Natty, she demands that we play One Hippopotamus for Christmas.
I don't know about that.
Blow it up, man. And you can't blow up the Stooges. But it's the Stooges. That's a conundrum, man.
You're right.
Could just blow up Curly Joe and
not
get Larry and Mo. Well, thanks for coming, everybody. Say goodnight, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
And happy hodelays and seasoned greetings and stuff. Energize!
Happy Sunday.
I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
Wait!